Okay, this is the Advent season in our church. Okay, and as you've seen, over here is the Advent wreath. Has anybody ever seen it before? Yay? So, look how pretty it is. Okay? Now, the wreath, the Advent wreath, is that green circle on the table. And it, now on this paperwork that I have, it said blue candles. I don't know where blue candles came from, but we have purple candles, we have a pink candle, and then we have a white candle. And each candle represents something. The one purple candle represents hope, and then peace, and then love and joy. And the one white candle represents Christ. That's the Christ candle. Now, what is the round green part?
Christmas tree.
Christmas tree? Well, for 100 years, people used branches from evergreen trees during the wintertime to celebrate life. Have you ever noticed that evergreen trees, such as pines, fir, and spruce, are always green? You notice that?
Yes.
Christmas trees, their leaves don't die. Leaves don't die like other trees. The evergreen wreath reminds us of the promise of everlasting life we have with God. So, what does Advent mean? No?
Getting ready for Christmas.
All right, getting ready. And that's what we're doing. Each Sunday we're going to be getting ready towards the birth of
Jesus.
All right, yes. The word Advent means coming. So the season of Advent is the time when we prepare for the coming of Jesus into the world. It's sort of like when we make preparations for a birthday party. It is a time that we prepare our bodies and our minds and our hearts towards the thinking of the birth of God and everything and Jesus and what he brought to us. Now, there's two things we're going to do today. We are going to put three animals on the altar today as the beginning of preparing for Christ, okay? So we're all going to go up there as a group, and we're going to put those animals on there. Now, after that, it is
Loud Sunday,
so you will be taking your buckets, and you will be going among the congregation and collecting. But first, let's say a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to prepare for your coming. Thank you for the opportunity of being together in your name. Amen. Okay.